Welcome to Zichru Daf Simani Mem. I'm Avram Golda, and today we're Zecher Shabbos Daf Kuf Mem Ches. This is going to be an abbreviated shiur. So the three topics are going to focus on number one. The opening mishnah of the 23rd parak states, the one may borrow pitchers of wine or pitchers of oil from his friend on Shabbos, provided that he doesn't say to him, halveni, which means lend me. This implies that one could borrow the items using the different expression of hashileni. So Rabba Bar Rav Hanan asked Abai what the difference is between these two expressions. Abai responded that if the borrower says hashileni, the lender will not come to write down the loan because the term signifies a loan of objects, which is usually short-term. The term halveni, on the other hand, denotes a long-term loan of money, and the lender might come to write down. Rashi explains that halveni refers to a loan of 30 days unless specified otherwise, and the lender will write down so as not to forget about it. Point number two, Rabba Rav Hanan asked Abai why we do not rebuke people that we see clapping their hands, beating their chests, or dancing, when it's taught explicitly in a mishnah that these activities are forbidden on Shabbos. Rashi states that dancing might lead to fixing a broken musical instrument, which would be the malacha of Makom HaPatish. So Abai answered that since people will continue to do so, even if they're rebuked, mutav shiyashogigin v'alyum zidin, it's preferable that they sin unintentionally rather than deliberately. The Gemara clarifies that this principle applies equally to derises. For although one is required to extend the fast of Yom Kippur by starting earlier on the 9th, we see that people eat and drink right up until it gets dark, and we don't rebuke them. And point number three, there's a machlokas amaraim, where the permissible loan made on Yantiv is reclaimable in court. Rav Yosef says, l'nitna litava, it's reclaimable, it is not reclaimable in court. And Rabba says, nitna litava, it is reclaimable in court. The Gemara explains that according to Rav Yosef, the reason that it's not reclaimable in court is that if they were reclaimable, then the lender might come to write a record of the loan on Yantiv. If it's not reclaimable, there's no point in writing it down, since he can only rely on the borrower's word. The reason that Rabba says that the loan is reclaimable in court is that if it's not reclaimable, then the lender will refrain from lending, and the borrower will be prevented from Simchas Yantiv if he's unable to borrow money and attain provisions. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the opening mishnah of the 23rd parak states that one may borrow pitchers of wine or pitchers of oil from his friend on Shabbos, provided that he doesn't say to him, halveni, which means lend me. This implies that one could borrow the items using the different expression of hashileni. Rabba Bar Rav Hanan asked Abai what the difference is between these two expressions. Abai responded that if the borrower says hashileni, the lender will not come to write down the loan because the term signifies a loan of objects, which is usually short-term. The term halveni, on the other hand, denotes a long-term loan of money, and the lender might come to write it down. Rush explains that halveni refers to a loan of 30 days unless specified otherwise, and the lender will write it down so as not to forget about it. Point number two, Rabba Bar Rav Hanan asked Abai why we do not rebuke people that we see clapping their hands, beating their chests, or dancing when it's taught explicitly in a mishnah that these activities are forbidden on Shabbos. So Rashi states that dancing might lead to fixing a broken musical instrument, which would be the malacha of Makom HaPatish. Abai answered that since people continue to do so, even if they're rebuked, mutav shiyashogigin v'alyum zidin, it's preferable that they sin unintentionally rather than deliberately. And the Gemara clarifies that this principle applies equally to derises. For although one is required to extend the fast of Yom Kippur by starting earlier on the 9th, we see that people eat and drink right up until it gets dark, and we don't rebuke them. And point number three, there's a machlokas amaraim whether a permissible loan made on Yantiv is reclaimable in court. Rav Yosef says, l'nitna litava, it's not reclaimable in court. And Rabba says, nitna litava, it is reclaimable in court. The Gemara explains that according to Rav Yosef, the reason that's not reclaimable in court is that if they were reclaimable, the lender might come to write a record of the loan on Yantiv. If it's not reclaimable, there's no point in writing it down, since he's going to rely on the borrower's word. The reason that Rabbi says the loan is reclaimable in court is that if it's not reclaimable, the lender will refrain from lending, and the borrower would be prevented from Simchas Yantiv if he's unable to borrow money and attain provisions. All right, so now we go to our Simcha Kuf Mem Ches, and we had a lot of variations of flour of Kemach. We had flour mills, we had organic whole wheat flour, we had flour tortillas, we had fine flour, we had a collector for Kimcha de Pischa, which I thought was very clever. But I'm going to go with a variation that comes from the Giladi family, who suggested a baker, and more specifically from Baruch Lef from Baltimore, who suggested a baker covered in flour. So we're going to use baker covered in flour for this simon. So thank you very much, Giladi family and Baruch Lef, for your suggestions. Here goes. The baker covered in flour, who bore pitchers of oil on Shabbos, saying, hashileni, didn't rebuke his guests who were dancing and clapping because they were already in court for a loan they took on Yantiv. Once again, in slow motion. The baker covered in flour that must mean run daf kuf mem ches. The baker covered in flour who bore pitchers of oil on Shabbos saying, hashileni, which reminds us, the opening mishnah of the 23rd parak states that one may borrow pitchers of wine or pitchers of oil from his friend on Shabbos, provided that he doesn't say to him, Halveni, lend me. This implies that one could borrow the items using a different expression of Hashileni. Rava bar Rav Chanan asked Abai what the difference is between these two expressions. Abai responded that if the borrower says Hashileni, the lender will not come to write down the loan because the term signifies a loan of objects, which is usually short-term. The term Halveni, on the other hand, denotes a long-term loan of money, and the lender might come to write it down. Rashi explains that Halveni refers to a loan of 30 days, unless specified otherwise, and the lender will write down so as not to forget about it. So the baker covered in flour, who borrowed pitchers of oil on Shabbos, saying Hashileni, didn't rebuke his guests who were dancing and clapping, which reminds us, Rava bar Rav Chanan asked Abai why we don't rebuke people that we see clapping their hands, beating their chests, or dancing when it's taught explicitly in a Mishnah that these activities are forbidden on Shabbos. Rashi states that dancing might lead to fixing a broken musical instrument, which would be the malacha, malacha b'patish. Abai answered that since people will continue to do so even if they're rebuked, mutav shiyashogegin v'yu mazidin. It's preferable that they sin unintentionally rather than deliberately. The Gemara clarifies that this principle applies equally to a deraisa, for although one is required to extend the fast in Yom Kippur by starting early on the 9th, we see that people eat and drink right up until it gets dark, and we don't rebuke them. So the baker covered in flour, who borrowed pitchers of oil on Shabbos, saying, Hashileni, didn't rebuke his guests who were dancing and clapping, because they were already in court for a loan they took on Yantav. Which reminds us, there's Machlokas Amoraim whether a permissible loan made in Yantav is reclaimable in court. Rav Yosef says, Lo nitna litaba, it's not reclaimable in court. And Rabbah says, nitna litaba, it is reclaimable in court. The Gemara explains that according to Rav Yosef, the reason that it's not reclaimable in court is that if they were reclaimable, the lender might come to write a record of the loan on Yantav. If it's not reclaimable, there's no point in writing it down since you can only rely on the borrower's word. The reason the Rabbah says that the loan is reclaimable in court is that if it's not reclaimable, then the lender will refrain from lending and the borrower will be prevented from Simchas Yantav if he's unable to borrow money and attain provisions. So once again, the baker covered in flour, who borrowed pitchers of oil on Shabbos, saying, Hashileni, didn't rebuke his guests who were dancing and clapping because they were already in court for a loan they took on Yantav. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing a great day and great learning.